Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man, with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Tuesday morning, Tuesday, November the 21st, 2023. 44 degrees in this area and a very rainy morning, but you know what? That will not dampen our spirits. We are 48 hours away from the big Thanksgiving holiday, which is the official kickoff to the holiday season. Now, we have got a great show for you here this morning, coming up an hour or two this morning. If you have not decided what you're going to do with your dinner table on Thanksgiving, or how you're going to prepare your cranberry sauce, everything from your cranberry sauce to your turkey to your sweet potatoes to your pumpkin pie, hour number two this morning we are going to spend with the one and only legendary culinary expert, the galloping gourmet himself, Graham Kerr, will be with us in hour number two this morning, and he's got a little bit, well, let me just say this. He's thankful for something very special this year, which we will also learn about in hour number two this morning, as well as getting some great recipes, also ideas on how to decorate the table. The galloping gourmet himself, Graham Kerr, in hour number two this morning. Now, in hour number one this morning, this has really become a tradition. I think we've been doing this now for about 8 years. It really kicks off the holidays around here. This gentleman, when you go to the Santa Claus Hall of Fame, the first line reads, made national, really world history in 2016 by becoming the first African-American Santa Claus to appear at the Mall of America in Minneapolis, Minnesota, but he embodies Christmas. He has become a Christmas tradition for us, really a holiday tradition here a few days before Thanksgiving. What a pleasure it is to welcome to these microphones for hour number one this morning, one of our favorites, Santa Larry Jefferson. Santa, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Happy Thanksgiving and Merry Christmas. Ho, 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 ho.
Now, Santa Larry, we usually start off by talking about Christmas, but with Thanksgiving only 48 hours away, how does Santa Larry spend the Thanksgiving holiday?
That's a good question. I spend the Thanksgiving holiday with Mrs. Claus, and we have a wonderful meal. We invite several friends over and the elves, and we all get a chance to go around the table and tell what we are thankful for.
Now, Santa Larry, what is your favorite part of the Thanksgiving meal?
Oh, my goodness. It would have to be my German chocolate cake.
Now, do you have a special recipe for German chocolate cake?
No, but it's on the back of that German chocolate cake cake box that Mrs. Claus uses.
So anything will work.
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, I just love Thanksgiving just as well as Christmas because it gives the opportunity for the families to come together and share the love.
Absolutely. And what are you thankful for this year?
Oh, this year I'm thankful for good health. Good health. And I'm thankful for Mrs. Claus, who's been with me for many, many years. And I'm just thankful for our good Lord and Savior.
Absolutely. Now, Santa Larry, I want to go back here to 2016 when this story hit the Associated Press, went all over the world. First African-American Santa to be hired by the Mall of America. How did that all happen? How did you get that position? And did they realize it was going to be such a big deal? Did you realize it?
Well, you know, we all, growing up, we always have dreams, right? We dream of seeing our name in lights at times. But I had went to, after I retired out of the military in 2015, I decided I was going to become a full-time Santa Claus. And I start growing out my beard, and I told Mrs. Claus, I said, she says, honey, what are you going to do for the rest of your life? And I says, I'm going to be Santa Claus full time. She was like, what? And I said, yes. So I started growing out my beard. I went to a Santa Claus school and a workshop, and then I went to a Santa Claus convention that was in Branson, Missouri, in July of 2016. And that's where I met the guy from CBS, Justin, and he interviewed like four or five of us Santas on the air. And then after that, I had Mall of America representative Sid Fletcher come up to me and gave me a card and says, hey, if you're interested in being Santa Claus that we're interviewing, call these folks here and they'll see if they can interview you. I called them up and they interviewed me and they hired me, but I only had 4 days on my calendar to give at that moment. And it worked out perfectly fine. I went through those 4 days and it changed my life. But no, none of us knew the impact that this was going to have. But it's been a great positive impact on the world, and especially for children of all colors, children of all races, all colors, and adults as well. I get a lot of good positive feedback.
You know, in 2016, is it hard to believe that story, first African-American Santa Claus at the Mall of America, would be national news? It's great that it was, but that would be such a thing.
You know, I don't know. I can't say, because prior to that, like in April, after I finished my Santa Claus school, I had called a big box store. And it wasn't Walmart. Let me make that clear. It was not Walmart. Walmart's one of my favorite stores, and I've been Santa Claus at Walmart before. And I called a big box store to be Santa Claus based off of my schooling training, and they wanted to hire me, but they called me back and asked if I was black or white. And I said, well, I'm African-American, so will I be like the first Santa Claus y'all hire that's African-American? It says, no, but at this moment, we aren't hiring any blacks or Hispanic Santas. Our company's not ready for it. They told me that, and I was totally set back. It hurt my feelings. I was like, well, this is 2016, and I'm a veteran. I'm retired Army chaplain, and I'm great with kids, and I'm a good Santa Claus. And the lady said, basically, I'm so sorry, Larry, but at this time, Santa, Larry, we just don't hire any Hispanics or black Santas, and maybe in 2 years we will. And that was in 2016. And I shared that story with some of my traditional Santas, and they said, well, Larry, don't mind that crazy person. Still, come go to the convention in Branson, Missouri, and you'll be able to network with a lot of people up there as well. So and it worked out perfectly fine. I prayed about it a lot because I like everybody. You know, I'm prior Army, and only thing we saw in the military most of the time was just green. You know, everybody's a soldier. We're here to serve. And as Santa, I'm here to serve. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so they hired me, and that just took off. And it's been a great journey.
Now, in the last 8 years, have you ever run into that problem again where somebody said, well, we don't want an African-American Santa Claus?
You know what? It's far and in between, and people get a chance to have their choices. But now there's beginning to be more choices of African American Santas that are coming on the scene. And I just try to tell everybody: parents have a choice to pick out who they want to be their Santa Claus. You know, but what? Santa Claus is just Santa Claus. Period.
Well, yeah, and you know what's interesting about this is I noticed this year that the Coca-Cola company, which kind of created the image of Santa Claus, again, is using the original image that they used on their packaging again this year. Do you think that has something to do with it in a way that Santa Claus is obviously Caucasian and maybe that's what this is all about?
Well, you know what? I don't know, but I like Coca-Cola. And if Coca-Cola, if you're listening, I think y'all should reach out to Santa Larry and put Santa Larry on a Coke can for 2024.
I think you're exactly right, because this has gone on for years and years, and I'm not really sure why Santa has to have a color, and I don't know why people get so bent out of shape about that.
Oh, exactly. And like I tell everybody, anybody can be Santa Claus. Your grandfather, your pawpaw, your daddy, anybody can be Santa Claus. As long as you have that good heart, good, kind, loving heart, and want to share the joys of Christmas and what it's all about, anybody can be Santa Claus. So, you know, I'm just an ambassador to Christmas, you know, and I use this as part of my ministry to help remind children about being good, saying their prayers every night, doing good in school, listening to their teachers and their parents, helping around the house. And I ask all the children if they can do that, and they're like, yes, I can do that, Santa. You know, so it's just part of my own ministry.
Were there any predecessors to you that were well-known African-American Santa Clauses who maybe didn't do the Mall of America, but who were out there every year?
Well, you know, when I was growing up, I didn't see any African-American Santa Clauses. About the only ones I saw at that time were on television. And then on Jet Magazine and Ebony Magazine, there was James Brown as Santa Claus. There was George Jefferson as Santa Claus. Then there was Bojangles as Santa Claus. And Bojangles is in the International Santa Claus Hall of Fame as well. But, you know, we didn't see that many. But every now and then I would see some. I'm seeing more African-American Santa Clauses popping up on some of the commercials and movies and things of that nature. And some of the figurines are popping up in the stores, and that's really good.
Does this make you feel like a pioneer, that you were one of the first to do this, if not the first, on a large-scale level? And now we are starting to see some breakthroughs 8 years later.
Oh, that's a good question. It makes me feel good. It does. But, you know, who would ever thought this little country boy, myself, out of Arkansas, who joined the military and retired from the government and wanted to continue being Santa Claus. Like I said, this is my 24th year being Santa Claus. I've been doing it since December 1999. I started out doing it for my little nephews, Chris, Cammy, and Kobe. But it makes me feel good. It makes me feel good. And like I said, I just thank God for the opportunity to try to help spread joy, happiness, love, and hope, and put a smile on people's face. Plus, I get to take thousands of pictures.
Absolutely, that will live on in people's photo albums forever.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, we're making Christmas memories for family.
Absolutely.
And and I get calls all through the day and all through the night, you know, with people wanting to find out my schedule, where I'm going to be, and things of that nature. So, yeah, it makes me feel good. I like it.
Now, Santa Larry, what drove you to want to be a Santa? You started with your family, went to school to be a Santa. What was that driving force?
It's just the love of Christmas. It's the love of the holidays and that family feeling. And while I was growing up in Arkansas, like I said, my dad came home one Christmas Eve, and he was down on his back. And he had my mother come get me out the house and asked if I could keep a secret, and I was like, yes. And he says, well, I want you to know something. I said, what's that? He says, I am Santa Claus, and your mother's Mrs. Claus. And we started laughing. And he says, so I need for you to remove all these toys out the back of this pickup truck and this camper and get the toys out the barn. And when everybody goes to sleep tonight, I need for you to move them inside the house and up under the Christmas tree. And I thought that was so funny. And I said, for real? He's like, yes. And don't say a word. Keep it our secret. I held that secret up until 2016, and I started telling everybody. Because I can remember what some of my siblings got, from the Easy Bake Oven to the red bicycle to the little metal car that had pedals on it. it was so funny. But that's what, and my mother said to me after I'd done all this work that Christmas Eve, and she said, Larry, you're going to make a great Santa Claus one day. I will never forget that.
Mm.
So my mother spoke those words over me, and fast forward, here we are.
Well, it's fascinating, and if we have any younger listeners out there this morning, Santa Larry, you know, their classmates and their older brothers and sisters come up and say, oh, Santa's not real, blah, 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 blah. Well, what do you have to say to those younger listeners this morning?
Santa's real for you. Yeah, Santa Claus is a real person. You know, and we all are Santa's helpers, and we are here to help spread joy, hope, love, and happiness. And if you want to believe in Santa Claus, you can believe in Santa Claus.
Safely. And that's the way it goes. Yes. And it's very important because I think it gets lost somewhere in the shuffle that it is a real thing. Now, a lot of us, as you say, help along the way. I mean, it's a lot of work for Santa. But why do you think so many people are so eager to tell younger kids that it's not a real thing?
Well, you know, and you got to keep in mind that as people grow up, they all at one time believed in Santa Claus. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. They all believed in Santa Claus. They all enjoyed Christmas and things of that nature. And I think people just need to let parents and children have their fun with Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, the Tooth Fairy, and anybody else. You know what I mean? Because it's just it's a joyful moment. That's all it is. It's just a joyful moment.
Now, Santa, Larry, we have never talked a whole lot about your background in the military. Tell the audience how that came about, how long you were in, and exactly what you did.
Oh, that's a good question. I started out in 1984 in the reserves, and then I got out the reserves, and I was in college, and I did ROTC, got commissioned as a second lieutenant, infantry officer, and that started the rest of my career. And so I stayed in the reserves, got called up several times to help support the Gulf War, help support the Iraq War, and then the Afghanistan War was my last tour in 2012, 2013. And so, but during those time periods, I was in the infantry, and then I switched from the infantry, went to JAG. I was in JAG for a little bit. I was in logistics for a little bit. And then my last 5 years, in between there, I decided that I wanted to join the Air Force. So I switched from the Army to the Air Force, and yes, you can do that. I switched from the Army to the Air Force, and after my 4 years in the Air Force, I switched back to the Army and decided that I wanted to do the chaplain corps. So my last 5 years, I was in the ministry in the chaplain corps. And so that's what I did my last 5 years. And that was a tough job, but it was a good job.
now we all remember Bob Hope for so many years going over at Christmas time.
Yeah. Yes, USO tours.
Absolutely. What is it like not to be home during Christmas?
Well, you know what? It's for some soldiers, it can be tough. But, you know, with technology and all the internet access that we have, you know, we can use Zoom to talk with our families. We can use FaceTime, all different type of access that we have to see our family and talk to our family overseas. But at the same time, there's nothing like being home with your family during the holiday season. You know, although we would be overseas, it can get a little lonely at times. As a matter of fact, my last tour, like I said before, while I was in doing Afghanistan and supporting Afghanistan and Kuwait, they needed a Santa Claus, and I told my boss, I said, "Hey, listen, I'm a professional Santa Claus." He looked at me and was like, "Really? You're a Santa Claus?" I said, "Yes. I'm going to get a suit from Amazon and have it shipped over here, and I'm going to be Santa Claus." And they agreed to let me be Santa Claus for the troops, and that was so fun. And boy, but let me tell you, it was hot.
I bet it was.
Because you're over there in that desert, and it's hot during the day.
Now, to be Santa Claus for the troops at Christmas when people are away from home and it's a little tough, what is that experience like?
Oh, it's incredible because it brings joy to the soldiers. I remember myself and one of my master sergeants. I said, "Who else can we go by and see while I have my Santa suit on?" And we said, "So let's go by the hospital because they're always working and they never get a chance to actually, you know, participate in certain things." So we went over and surprised the soldiers at the hospital, and that was pretty spectacular because I was just Santa Claus. but everybody wanted to take pictures. We gave them candy canes and things of that nature, but it helped create moments. I had one major who wanted to take a picture with me so he could send to his family, so he could show his family that he was helping to take care of Santa Claus and giving Santa Claus a physical and an inspection before I fly off for Christmas. And that was pretty funny. I still have that picture.
Now, Santa Larry, when you go to Santa's school, what are the important things for people to know? Because there will be a lot of people who will be helping Santa Claus out this year who might not make it to school, but who will be out there as a representative. What do they need to know about representing Santa Claus?
It's all in your good heart. Make sure that you are happy, you're in good spirits. We cannot promise children anything, okay? I always say, I'll see what I can do. If you continue to be good, I'll see what I can do. You know what I mean? Because kids have a long list of wishes, and sometimes those wishes are way out there. Like the other day, I had a child asking me for a baby brother, and I was like, well, I'll see what I can do, and I have to wink at the parents. It's just keep in mind that we do it for the children, we do it for the parents, it's just all about sharing that love, hope, and happiness to the family, showing some grace, you know, and being of good spirits.
You know, it must also be, in a way, for some kids, kind of heartbreaking to hear their stories, because I imagine they tell Santa things that they would not tell other people.
You know what? You're absolutely correct. You know, I've had some I wouldn't say sad stories, but children have shared some heartfelt things with me before, example, one child was like, "Well, Santa, we're poor," and I said, "You're poor?" And said, "Yes, we're poor, and we don't have anything. My mama doesn't have a job." I will never forget that. Well, guess what? At that moment, although I was Santa Claus, I was still working at the employment office with Texas Workforce Commission. So I said, okay, well, I will talk to your mother to see what we can do to help. I called the mother over, and I talked to her and said, hey, I said, here's my business card. And I went in my pocket, said, here's in my wallet, here's my business card. I work at the Texas Workforce Commission. It's the employment office. I can help you find a job. And she was like, what? She said, how'd you know that? I said, your children share it with me. And sure enough, we helped her to get a job.
That is a wonderful one. Yeah,
and she was able, not only did we help her get a job, and this was in the early part of December, I'll never forget it, not only did we help her to get a job, but also the church was able to help provide toys and food for that particular family.
You know, in this time of year, churches really, really do come through for so many people.
Oh, amen. Amen. Yes, indeed. Go ahead.
Yeah. And now it's interesting because a lot of people think that Santa Claus and any kind of religion, and just using that as a broad term here, do not go together. Well, clearly, in your case, they do go together. How do you coalesce the two together?
I tell people it's not about the presents that I bring, but it's about the gift that you have already received, which is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen? I am just the ambassador to Christmas. I'm a person who helps promote the joy, the love, the happiness, and the hopes throughout the year, and it's particularly Christmas time because I'm here to celebrate our Savior's birth. Woo!
Absolutely. Now, how does Santa Claus fit into that?
How does Santa Claus fit into to religion?
Yeah, because I think a lot of people, they feel that Santa Claus and reindeer and Frosty and all of that have kind of commercialized the whole thing.
Well, you know, it has, but at the same time, we must realize the origin of Santa Claus, where it comes from, and it came from St. Nicholas. And St. Nicholas was the little saint. And so I just try to keep it easy and simple because Santa Claus I am a spiritual being. I'm here to help bring joy and happiness to people. And that's basically it. And I'm here to help the parents do all this because we cannot leave out our parents.
No, absolutely not. Santa Larry, where did your strong faith come from?
Being brought up in a church, growing up as a as a child of 11. I was number 9 of 11 children, and we all were going to church when we were growing up because we lived out of a little country town, and my family was basically the church choir. And so that's what we did, and it was just about our parents instilling us the goodness of spirituality, basically.
Now, I do want to let people know, I'm looking at a copy here online of the Chicago Sun-Times, very popular newspaper in the Chicago area, and the headline from November the 18th reads, Chance the Rapper Rings in the Holidays at Museum of Science and Industry Tree Lighting. I've been coming here since I was a shorty, the Grammy Award-winning rapper remarked before leading the excited crowd in a countdown to illuminate the majestic four-story space at the center of it all. And who was there in the picture with him at this event? Santa Larry. Santa Larry, tell us about this event.
Oh, my goodness. Well, this is the second time I got to make an appearance with a Chance the Rapper, I believe. I'm Santa Claus also at the Museum of Science and Industry. So I split my time in Chicago and Minnesota at Mall of America. So, and Dallas, Texas, and other places. But they had me to come in to do the Christmas lighting ceremony with Chance the Rapper. And like I say, he's been going there since he's been a child. He's from that area. Everybody knows him. He's a great young man. And, you know, I have to keep my composure when I'm around him because I want to say, Chance the Rapper, can I get an autograph? So I have to remember, keep my little composure and remember that I'm Santa Claus, not a fan. I am a fan, but you know what I mean?
I do.
And we did the Christmas tree lighting ceremony and some other events. And it was really I love the Museum of Science and Industry.
Now, what is it about being Santa Claus at the Museum of Science and Industry that is so much fun?
Oh, my goodness. Well, when you walk in to the museum, they have all the various exhibits. But during this holiday time period, they have the Holiday of Lights. They have the Holiday of Lights, and they have, like, several trees throughout the museum that are decorated up by various countries and things of that nature and organizations. And now, it's just beautiful. It's just beautiful. Plus, it snows inside there. And then they have that big round, that big gigantic tree that looks like it's 40 feet tall that's in there and everything. So it's a beautiful museum, and all the exhibits are phenomenal.
Now, when a tree lighting ceremony like this happens, what is it like? Do you see people in the crowd go back to their childhood? The kids get excited. Is it a special event?
Yes, it is a special event. You see not only the children, but you see all the adults with their children, and everybody is cheering, ready to bring in the holiday season. It's phenomenal, as I stated. And they're screaming. They're just so excited and happy. And then we do the countdown, and then afterwards they all can take pictures with Santa and things of that nature for their memory.
Now, Santa Larry, I'm going to ask you some advice here, because this coming Saturday at 7 p.m., I have been asked to light the tree here in our area. Now, how do I make this event extra special and have it come off extra well?
Make sure you're counting down very slowly. We start at 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and use your arm gesture when you're getting to 1. So by the time you thrust your arm into the air, it's boom, the tree lights up.
Now, Santa Larry, there's one part of this I'm a little hesitant about. I can do that. I think that's great advice. But we will have two elves with us there who will be leading the crowd in Christmas carols. And clearly, they are not professional singers. So what advice would you give to them? I think they're going to do Jingle Bells, Most Wonderful Time of the Year, songs like that, in getting the crowd with them, not being professional singers.
Oh, you know, they don't have to be professional singers. I'm not a professional singer, but I love singing Christmas jingles. So I would just say, just enjoy the moment. Have fun. Let the crowd know this is the song we're going to sing. Are y'all ready? Here we go. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way, and so forth on. And that's, and you're getting the crowd involved, and that brings the holiday spirit into life.
It certainly does. Santa Larry, what does this year look like, this holiday season for you?
Oh, my goodness. As I stated, I'm splitting my time between Chicago, Minnesota, and Dallas, and Arkansas. I'm in Museum of Science and Industry Wednesday and this Friday. And then Friday night I fly to Minnesota to start my Santa duties there at Mall of America on Saturday morning. And then I'm there until December the 7th, I believe. And then I'm off for a week in Texas doing various things. And then I fly back to Chicago on the 15th. So I'll be in Chicago from the 15th through the 21st at the Museum of Science and Industry. And then I'm back in Dallas doing various things, and then I'll spend time with the family.
You know, Santa Larry, I'm looking at the picture of you here with Chance the Rapper from this past weekend, and your outfit, for people who have not seen you, it's not, I'm going to say, the traditional Santa outfit. Describe how you look to people who might not have seen you.
Oh, you're so funny. I look like Santa Claus.
Well, you do, but you have a nice Santa belt on that most, yes?
Yeah. You know, when we attend various events, Santa conventions and things of that nature, we have vendors there who help create Santa suits. They make Santa suits, and they make Santa belts and things of that nature. So I got that big WWE-looking Santa belt from a gentleman out of Oklahoma when I was at the Branson, Missouri Santa convention called Discovery Santa. And my suits, I buy them from another vendor out of Missouri and another vendor out of Atlanta. And so, you know, most of them are custom made. And we just wanted to look our very best, especially when we're taking pictures with the children and the families, because these are memorable events. So I want to look my very best.
Absolutely. We've got about 10 minutes left here with Santa Larry Jefferson kicking off the holiday season here this morning. Santa Larry, when you look back on the years you've been doing Santa, what is a moment with a child that maybe was a couple funny moments that stick out in your mind?
Oh, my goodness. Here's one particular event. But it wasn't during Christmas time. It was at a funeral, and it was at my brother's funeral in 2020. So I'm walking in. My nephew and his son were ahead of us. And, I had already walked in and sit down. And my nephew and his son, Kyle, walked past me, and Kyle says to his daddy, Kobe, he says, "Daddy, what is Santa Claus doing here at Pawpaw's funeral?" And he was like, "What?" He said, "There's Santa Claus. He's at Pawpaw's funeral." And this was my brother's funeral. But my little nephew only knows me as Santa Claus. And the church people were like, "Oh, my gosh." But it was really funny. But other memorable moments, I have kids who tell me, "Santa, I've been bad, so, you know, I'm trying to be good. Do you think you could bring me something?" I had a child say that here a couple of weeks ago, and I thought that was funny. And so, what else were there? There's just been so many. Oh, sometimes children would tell on the other sibling and tell me that, you know, little Johnny's been bad, so don't bring him anything, Santa. And I've been all good. That was a big sister telling on her little brother, and I thought that was hilarious. But there's just so many different moments. But I take pictures with so many beautiful kids. I mean, parents dress their kids up, and the pictures are just beautiful. Beautiful.
You know, Santa Larry, I think about this in the day and age that we live in now, where everybody's got a cell phone and everybody can take a picture that way. And I always wonder, are people saving these pictures? But when it does come to Santa Claus, when your kids are young, those are professional pictures that you keep forever. And how cognizant are you of that long after you're gone, I'm gone, and the parents are gone, these children are going to be looking at these pictures, and there you will be.
Oh, absolutely. Because, you know, there was a standout that was in New Orleans, Fred Park. He passed away, I think, in 2020. He was an African-American standout. And people always tell me about Mr. Parker. So when I was so tired of doing interviews and Vice and HBO called me for an interview, and I was like, guys, I said, I'm too tired to do a show. I'm just exhausted. However, I know another Santa who's been doing it for 40 years, and let me call him and see if he'll be interested. And I said, okay, Larry, but we really want you. I said, well, let me just pass on this one at this time. And I called Mr. Fred Parker, and but people are always telling me, but Mr. Parker says, Larry, I've got pictures with kids, and now I have pictures with their kids, and so forth on. But I'm similar to that as well because, oh my gosh, I've taken pictures with children who are now half children, you know, and it's amazing. It's like, wow. But I was in a grocery store here a while back. A lady comes up to me and she says, are you Santa Larry? And I says, yes, ma'am. She says, I told my husband that was you. And he says to not to come over here and bother that stranger. He thinks you're a stranger. And I says, well, you know, how can I help you? And she says, look at this picture. I want to tell me if this is you. She pulls out her cell phone, and it's a picture of her grandchild that I had taken a picture with a couple years in advance. And I said, that is me. That was in 2021, and that was at church in Dallas. But, yeah, but, you know, it's just fun. I love it because those memories that we're creating are something that lives on forever.
Mm. How long would you like to keep on keeping on being Santa?
Well, you know, I'm in my mid-50s now, and if the good Lord allows me to continue on with good health, I'll probably do it until I'm about 70.
Does it take a lot of endurance to do this? What is it like behind the scenes? How long do you have to sit there? Do you get breaks? How does that all work?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes you're in a chair from, like, 9 o'clock until 8 o'clock at night, and you do get breaks, lunches, and things of that nature. But there's a lot of sitting required. But I always try to tell some of my Santas that I help train, at least 90 days, 6 months to 90 days, I need for you to start training and building up your muscles and your endurance and getting your health into perspective, because you're going to be picking up lots of kids to sit them on your laps, or parents will be helping to pick them up and sit them on your laps. You need to get your leg strength up and exercise in your cardio, because it does take a lot out of you being Santa Claus. One particular year, I wound up in the hospital for a whole 8 days because I was totally exhausted. My system was shutting down. Mm. And I went to the emergency room and at the VA hospital, and they were like, oh my gosh, your system is shutting down, and we need to get you fixed, Santa Larry. So it takes a lot out of you. But now I just kind of learn how to pace myself and get through the season, so that I won't have any more emergency events like I had that year.
Yeah, absolutely. With about 6 minutes left here, I think teachers, when they go back to school after the summer, being around kids, a great deal of kids, a lot of them will get the sniffles, they'll get colds, things of that nature, sometimes even the flu. Is that a problem being Santa?
Well, you know what? I try to protect myself from all that. I'm not going to say COVID is over, but pretty much so it is. But I've had all my COVID shots. I get my flu shot. I get all type of vaccinations and things of that nature. And then I take elderberry, and I take my turmeric and my vitamin D and my multiple vitamins. And so I try to stay in the best shape I can possibly be so that my system can help fight off those type of things.
Mm. When you look ahead to where we are now, people shopping online, I know we have Black Friday coming up this Friday, but it doesn't seem to be what it once was. What do you think the future is for Santa Claus with so many people shopping online?
Well, that's great. I'm excited that Amazon is still here and UPS is here. All those various businesses and companies are assisting me with helping to prepare all this merchandise for the customers.
Well, you know, and I think like a place, is the Mall of America still doing as well as it was in 2016?
Yes, it is. It really is. And like I say, there are long lines of people waiting to see Santa Claus. And, you know, we try to, we have, I think we have five Santas throughout the season that rotates in the Santa chair there. You know, and last year we hired an Asian Santa, and we have, so now we have two African American Santas, an Asian Santa, and two traditional white Santas that rotate in the chair so that people can get a chance to see all various Santas.
Now, Larry, since you've been doing this professionally out there and since 2016, what have you learned? What would you say you've learned?
I've learned to make sure that I stay humble, give good grace, and not to judge people, and to know that a lot of people love Santa, then there's some people who don't like Santa, and I'm just going to just stay as humble as I can and just be kind to everybody and loving and just try to be the best Santa I possibly can. You know what I mean?
I do. What is this year's Christmas message you have for our audience?
I always like to tell people, like I stated before, it's not about the presents that I bring. It's about the gift that you have already. It's about the gift that you have already received, which is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And as Santa Claus, I'm just an ambassador to help spread joy, hope, love, and happiness throughout the holiday season, and help instill that into your children.
Mm. Santa Larry, one of the traditions we've always done here is you usually end on a song with us, but you told me this morning that you are suffering with a little bit of a cold, so I certainly understand that. But they told me when we had you waiting to come on this morning that you were doing a little line of a song. Could you just give us the little line of a song that you were doing this morning?
Oh, someone was listening to Santa practice.
They were listening. I didn't know if you were practicing for us or for something later today.
No, I was trying to practice for you guys, like I said, because I have this cold. But one of my favorite songs to sing is It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas.
Oh, go right ahead.
Okay, it says, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look at the 5 and 10. It's glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes that glow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door.
You'd never know that there was a cold there. Santa Larry Jefferson, one of our favorite traditions that will continue to go on. So glad to have this visit before Thanksgiving 2023. Have a happy Thanksgiving, Santa, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, Merry Christmas, everybody. Many blessings.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Santa Larry Jefferson, one of our long-standing traditions here at WGH Talk, and traditions are very important. Just like Phyllis Diller's Butterball sketch yesterday, we had Santa Larry Jefferson today. And if you want to know how to cook Thanksgiving dinner, oh my goodness, the Galloping Gourmet is coming up next to tell you how to prepare the perfect Thanksgiving dinner. And also, he has a confession to make. First time he's made it in the media. What could that be? Oh, my goodness gracious, you're going to have to stay tuned for this. The Galloping Gourmet himself, Graham Kerr, coming up next here on WGH Talk. Don't you dare flip that dial.
The place for guests like Dean of the White House Press Corps, Helen Thomas.
Helen, how do you deal with criticism? Because certainly 10 presidents, you've had your share of criticism. How do you deal with that?
Well, in the first place, you look at it and you see whether it's valid or not. And then you consider the source.
And then just
I just made up that answer.